We are now here with John Beek. And John, you know, we were talking about Mr. B earlier this week. Of course, he was up for to be a finalist for the Hall of Fame. You were around when he was very instrumental in international expansion and really pushing the game into different markets. What was that like to see his passion for international expansion?
Well, he was really ahead of the curve. He influenced other owners. He influenced, did a lot of work with the league office. He was all for it, 100%. He wanted to see it grow. And at the time, Paul Tagliabue really wanted to get the expansion going. You would take our game internationally, and Pat was right there with him.
How much are you seeing the fruits of his labors now? I know we've got games in London, Mexico, China in a couple of years. Is it cool to see kind of him plant those seeds and now it's kind of flowering into something huge?
Oh, it sure is. And he was very instrumental when I was in New York and running NFL Europe. He was all for NFL Europe because he saw that was one more step to take our game internationally. And it was really... He was so supportive of that, and I think now you're seeing, you know, London, and I think they're talking about China, and they're going to go back to Germany sometime, but to see all these games being played is unbelievable.
Having your experience in Europe, how much of a thirst is there for the game in these markets from your firsthand experience?
Well, you know, in the UK, they know more. They've had it. Germany, through NFL Europe, has a good feel for it. Mexico is a big market. Now, when you start going to, say, China, and even now, Japan was very good. But it's going to be interesting how that expands because they don't play the game. See, really, I saw an article where I think it was Jerry Colangelo and the coach of the basketball team, Mike Krzyzewski.
Yeah.
Excuse me. That it took basketball 50 years to develop that international market. And that's where Pat said, this is where you got to start and you got to grow it.
As far as his candidacy for the Hall of Fame, how much does that international expansion and how much do the things that he did in those markets? He didn't get in there this year, but I have to imagine it's coming soon.
Well, I was so disappointed. I think, Pat, you look at what he's done with the Denver Broncos, look what he's done in the community, look what he's done internationally, look what he's done as a committee person in the NFL office. He's a leader. He was a leader. And he led with a lot of passion and he really helped a lot of people.